For CRI News, this is Lucy Du. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with Chinese Vice President Li Yuanqiao. Li is in Pyongyang to attend this weekend's ceremony, marking the 60th anniversary of the armistice which ended the fighting during the Korean War. As part of their meeting, Li Yuanqiao says the anniversary Saturday marks an opportunity to remember those from both China and North Korea who lost their lives defending their homelands. He goes on to say the relationship between China and North Korea is entering a new period, which is, quote, built on the past and prepared for the future. The armistice, which ended the fighting in the Korean War, was signed on July the 27th, 1953.GlaxoSmithKline has appointed a new general manager here in China. Hervé Gisseau has been the senior vice president for Europe. He is taking over as a general manager from Mark Riley. Riley has been in charge of GSK's operations during the current bribery scandal which has gripped its Chinese subsidiary. The Ministry of Public Security alleges GlaxoSmithKline funneled billions of yuan through travel agencies here in China to bribe doctors and officials to help increase sales. Mark Riley is expected to return here to China.To be questioned in connection with the investigation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the number of people killed in a Syrian conflict has now surpassed 100,000. The latest estimate is 7,000 people higher than the figure issued by the UN only a month ago. Ban Ki-moon has issued a statement at UN headquarters in New York alongside US Secretary of State John Kerry. Both are stressing the urgency of finding a political solution to the conflict.Spain's Prime Minister has declared 3 days of mourning following Wednesday's deadly train crash in the country's northwest. Mariano Rajoy, who comes from the region where the accident took place, took time to visit the site. The death toll from Wednesday evening's train crash now stands at 80. 95 others have been hospitalized, with 35 of them said to be in a critical condition.The Egyptian military has issued a new ultimatum to Islamists in the country.In an ominous statement, the Egyptian military has given a, quote, last chance for supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi to join the national ranks within 48 hours. Otherwise, the Egyptian military says it will adopt a new strategy to deal with what it calls black terrorism. The statement follows a call by the country's military chief and defense minister for a mass rally this Friday in support of the military. Supporters of Morsi have condemned the comments by Abdel Fattah al-Sisi as a call for civil war.The Russian government says it has not received an extradition request for NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. But at the same time, the Russian side does say it has received a letter from US Attorney General Eric Holder explaining the US position on Snowden. The US ambassador to Russia says while the US government has not filed a formal extradition request, it does want Snowden returned to the United States to stand trial. Snowden remains in limbo in an international transit lounge at Moscow's main airport. The 30-year-old has been stuck there for around a month as the US has revoked his passport. Snowden has applied for asylum in Russia. The status of that appeal remains unclear. No injuries have been reported after an airliner skidded off the runway during a landing last night in Xi'an. The Tianjin Airlines flight veered off the runway whilst landing shortly after 6:30 in the evening. One of the plane's tires burst as part of the botched landing.Airport officials in Xi'an say the pilot's vision was hampered by a sudden downpour. Much of Shanxi has been inundated by heavy rains through the course of this week. 14 people are dead and one remains missing in Shanxi after torrential downpours caused numerous houses to collapse. The heavy rains have cut off roads and caused several rivers to spill over their banks in the city of Yan'an. Officials are estimating economic losses of some 1.8 billion yuan.The number of overseas Chinese students this year is expected to increase by around 20%. This would put the number at around 500,000. Last year, around 17% of Chinese graduates decided to study overseas. The same analysis also suggests that over 90% of the Chinese students studying abroad last year were self-funded.U.S. online retail giant Amazon is reporting unexpected losses through its latest quarter. The Seattle-based company is reporting a net loss of $7 million U.S. dollars through quarter two. This represents a loss of 2 cents per share. Most analysts have been anticipating Amazon was going to report a profit of around 6 cents per share. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.